Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listener, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, LaCrush
Hart. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Honey Suite. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and I'm ready. As always, I'm prepared today. I'm here on time, prepared, ready to get things started. A big shout out to everybody that tuned in last night to Musically Inclined. We had a very good show, very interesting topics. We talked about a little bit of everything. Little Kim, we mentioned, you know, some headline news. Bishop from Mississippi called in, Brick from Brooklyn called in, and lovely Lady C, Louisiana, called in, and we have some other folks call in as well. So always check out the archives within our website, phonefantasyradio.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just look us up. Anyway, folks, the way we like to get things started, get y'all in the mood, or rather get myself in the mood, and, you know, play a little music here and there and come back and enjoy the conversation. So without further ado, here goes some music, and I'll be right back. Yes, sir.
Treat me as a son. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I am. And all you gotta do is honor this love. Oh, yeah.
chocolates on the table. Daddy, do you have enough to eat?
Invite to all my Facebook friends, and you know, they texting, talking about you can't post only on a, what is it? Only on a Sunday? Only on a Wednesday or something? Hype your something Wednesday. I don't know. It's crazy. So they, I don't know, they sent me texts, so I deleted myself from groups. That's what I was doing. As the music stopped, I didn't realize it just cut off. And anyway, folks, Facebook. I don't understand how we have all these rules on these Facebook sites, like social networks, like Facebook. And but yet, y'all breaking all the rules. How can you give me rules in a group that's breaking all the rules? I don't understand how that even possible. Like, are you trying to create order? What are you trying to really create? I can't post about my radio show, but yet y'all posted about pussy, dick, and fuck scenes and cum shots and... Right. Okay. I'll follow your rules. I'll just leave. Right? That's the next best thing. Anyway, folks, it's the Honey Suite Tuesday. You know, we normally have these awesome topics lined up. Unfortunately, I have a topic lined up, but I don't want to talk about that topic. But anyway, I'm going to tell y'all what the topic is for tonight. I was asking this question. I was sitting here thinking about ratchet people, ratchet names. We were talking about celebrity lifestyles yesterday with the ghetto baby names versus a celebrity name and, you know, the whole thing. And I was wondering, do adults have role models, or rather idols? That's what I want to know. Do we have role models, or rather idols? Specifically, do we have celebrity role models or celebrity idols? That's what I want to know. Are you an adult over the age of 18, you know, or over the age 21, and, you know, depending on what state you're in, do you have a celebrity role model, or rather an idol that you look up to, that you take your cues from, that you want to be like, that you wish you was like? That you, do they influence your actual life? You know, are they making influence? Have you seen Lil Wayne wearing Brooklyn, New York fitted? Will that encourage you to go out and wear Brooklyn, New York fitted? If Lil Wayne is drinking or sipping syrup, are you going to drink a sip syrup? Because there's a lot of nonsense in our community. First of all, like, this is going way deeper than I wanted to, but there's a lot of nonsense in our community, a lot of stuff that's going on right here in your own neighborhoods, but yet, you know, we want to follow the trends. Like, I know we did this when we were younger. We had these role models, a.k.a. idols, rather, that, you know, was influence to us. We wanted to be like them. We wanted to live that lifestyle. You was envious of this person. When does that stop? Are you still envious of that same person? You was younger. If they do something stupid, do you change your mind? You know, are these people still on your radar? Do they still influence your life as the same way it would a child? You know, at one time it was like, we want to do everything that we've seen on TV. You know, at one time they was like, you can't smoke on TV. You can't do such and such on TV because this is what kids are doing nowadays. So, but you see a lot of adults doing it. And I wanted to know, do you have one of those? Do I have an adult model? No. I don't have an adult role model. I have a couple of idols. But I do have common sense and a sense of judgment. And just certain shit that these celebrities do not impress me much. It don't. Like, I don't find that cute. I don't find it impressive. I don't, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm ratchet. I got my days. Everybody got their days to be ratchet, raunchy, ghetto, whatever. But I know I'm not taking my cues from the entertainment world, because y'all live because they live a different lifestyle than I do. They got money to pay a lawyer. I ain't got no money for a lawyer. So I'm not going to go ahead and put myself in that predicament. I don't know. What y'all think? Give me a call, 805-830-8320. Press 1, and I know that you want to come live. Big shout-out to the 347 and all my Brooklyn people. I see y'all out there. And let me know what you think. This is just the tip of the iceberg, because I told y'all at the beginning, I'm feeling some type of way. The conversation may turn to something a little bit more raunchy. You know, I got to be ratchet. I can't help myself. It's in my blood. So as we doing things right here on the Honey Suite, I am on Facebook in these raunchy groups. I've went back to my raunchy ways, people. I started posting adult pics again. I know I shouldn't, but I don't know. I just needed some attention. I think that's what it was. Anyway, right now I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and hopefully get some of these people to call in and talk to me a bit about my topic and whatever else is on your mind. I'm open tonight. I'm open tonight. That's what tonight's going to be about. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Oh, I see somebody. I was about to go on break, but I'll bring them on. What's going on, 347? How are you? What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Crush?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Let me introduce myself. Mr. Bud from Brooklyn, New York, fast time.
And I was Mr. listening Bud from Brooklyn, New York?
From Brooklyn, New York, fast time.
Fast time, do or die.
Best I do or die. You already know, baby.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I was sitting out here having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to get my girl crush up, give her a call, and, you know, make a little statement on the topic you got going.
Okay, sure.
That's all. I want to know your opinion first.
My opinion? On my topic?
I want to know your opinion first. Yeah, I want to know your opinion.
I just shared my opinion. You heard it.
No, I didn't.
My opinion on my topic is I don't really have anybody that I consider an idol or I look up to. I mean, I do aspire. Some people do inspire me, but I don't have a celebrity idol or a role model I look up to at this present moment. But, you know, if I did, I don't think I would do the ratchetness that they do. I wouldn't take that from them. But, they, like I said, they do inspire me. So I do use my common sense, and I think, you know, right now the only role model I have is myself.
Right. Now, I agree with you. I mean, there are only role models out there, especially in the entertainment world and shit.
Mm-hmm.
No role models. I mean, they're out there, but they're just not getting exposed like they should. Me and my man, we had a conversation, not too long ago. We were talking about as far as rap music and shit, and there's a lot of positive lyrics and whatnot going on, but you really got to look hard and, like, search deep to find these dudes that, you know, spit positive lyrics, and that shouldn't be the case. Yeah, that shouldn't be the case at all. You should have to look hard to find some positive lyrics or whatever. So, you know, I just think Hollywood promotes a lot of negative shit, a lot of bullshit. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. That's the truth.
I think Hollywood does sex sells, money sells, drug sells, that's all good and dandy. And you do have to look at ways to get that exposure for that positive aspect out of entertainment. But at the same time, there's so much going on. Are they to blame? Are entertainers or Hollywood really to blame where you see the same thing going on in your own neighborhood? Like, my theory is this. I'm paying this guy $19.99 for his CD. I'm paying $14.99 for his video. He's collected millions and millions in profit off of me supporting him. But at the same time, you know, I have these local artists who is right up the block from me, who's in the next room as me, who's out there hustling on Fulton Street with their CDs in hand, and I wouldn't give them the time of day. I wouldn't give them the time of day. And their product may be the best thing that ever hit the airwaves. But I know I'm not the only person I try not to now, but, you know, that walked away from these guys trying to hustle and try to sell you their CD. But yet you wouldn't give them the time of day. You would, like, get away from me like they're homeless or something. You're, like, you know, shying away from that.
Right.
And I'm like, is it really that hard to find, or are we just not looking?
Oh, shit. That's a good one. Let me comment on that thing you said about paying $14.99 for those CDs. Listen, you can download all that stuff for free. That's true what you just said, man, because I come across a lot of guys downtown Brooklyn selling these CDs, and I just bypass them. They try to hand me a CD, and I'm like, I'm good. And I don't think that's the right way. But a lot of these dudes, they fucking, you know, they emulate what they see on TV. You know, so basically the same shit. The lyrics, everything. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I used to rap. I used to do a lot of, like, what's up? I did a lot of struggle rap. I did a lot of positive rap. But I grew out that shit. Nobody wanted to hear it. I still continue to rap. But as far as trying to, you know, make it in the industry, you know, I kind of lost that drive and that passion to want to make it in the industry. But I still write. But, yeah, nobody wanted to hear it, man. It's a shame. None of my people wanted to hear it. They always say, you know, I'm talking about the same old thing. Or I don't know. It's crazy. Because you look at movies. I mean, you got movies that drugs, sex, violence, and all that shit. And nobody knocks that. But yet, they knock rap music. Why is that? Come on. Movies are same thing. Same thing. Those are
It's promoting the same thing, and I really don't know why, you know, we let the movie slide and not the music. Well, music, rap music in particular, always had, even rock and roll, always had this negative energy as far as the music, but as far as people outlook on the music, you know.
Right.
Music, we've always had this disdain against that music, so, you know, it's just by nature, I guess, you know, either moves you or it doesn't. The movies, I don't understand. I don't understand how these rap artists are only making $1.25 off of a CD that's being, off each CD that's sold, or, you know, they supposed to be making this little bit of money on a comeback, but yet y'all got millions and billions of dollars, you know, at y'all disposal.
Right.
However, my teacher, you know, who's educating our young, I still don't understand how the concept of that. You got teachers out here educating our young, our future, you know, who's only making $40,000, $50,000 a year. But, you know, you have, you know, because Beyonce put her name on some perfume that she didn't even come up with, she just got some people who put a scent together. You like that? Yeah, I like that. But because her name is on it, you know, she getting all these endorsement deals. She get all the stuff y'all see them with, they get it for free. You know, just because your name is Kuta Kinte and you sold millions of records, you wear my stuff, and, you know, they think you got that. No, you don't got that. You was given that. The latest Jordans, he didn't go buy those. He was given those.
Right.
You know,
and
I don't understand the concept, but I just wanted to know, are they affecting our community, though? You know, now you see something going down in the hood.
You see it every day. When you go outside, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it every day. Where you live at? You in Brooklyn, right?
Yes, sir.
So it is affecting our community. You see it every day. These young dudes that's out here acting off of what they see on television, down to wearing their pants to their fucking knees, and, you know, talking a certain lingo, and it's like, I watched you grow up, dude. You're not even about that. You know, you're only about 15, 16. You know, no, real talk, like, some of these kids on my block, like, I watched you grow up. I know your family. And the new lingo that Jim Jones and them from Harlem just came out with, you know, you in Brooklyn and you saying the same lingo and you got your pants hanging and you talking about, you know, whatever kind of drugs, whatever. You're not even about that. The new thing now is, I guess, Molly's. And you got a lot of kids, you know, young, talking about that joint. Like, you know, I'm about to go pop one. It's like, come on, man. It's a big influence. Mm-hmm. And you got to blame the
I don't even know who. I didn't even know who Molly was. I didn't know who that was. I had to ask, who the hell is Molly? What's this Molly about? And, you know, they broke it down to me because, you know, I'm not about that life.
Yeah, no doubt. But the parents, I think, they're a bigger influence, too, because nowadays you got a lot of babies having babies. So, I ran into this one
chick. Nowadays,
I was in,
it's been like that for years, generations. It's nothing new. This is...
Think so?
This has been around for decades.
So?
Huh?
You think so?
The baby boom? Kids having kids?
Babies,
yes.
Having babies, yeah.
At one time, that was the thing. Like, okay, I'm not even going to go to history. We're not even going to go there. That's a whole other conversation.
No. What?
It's a whole other conversation about that.
I'm talking too.
Huh?
I said, let me know the joke so I can laugh, too. What's up?
No, I'm just saying, that's a whole new conversation right there. That's a whole new conversation sitting up there. Talking about, you know, the whole baby boom, you know, at one time, you was getting married at 14. You know, that was part of our history, you know. And now it's like, you know, I don't know. We're not going to go there.
Right.
We're not going to discuss society.
Right.
We're not going to go to society. We're talking about right now, in the present, today, what you see. No, you ain't doing nothing wrong. You ain't doing nothing wrong. But I'm going to do right now, Mr. Bud, I'm going to take a break. So hold on, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation about everything. This is
All right.
Honey Sweet. I'm Miss LaCrush Hart, and we'll be right back.
beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
Regardless of the things in my past that I've done, most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun, with no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none.
So much nonsense is on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out, and I don't wanna sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you wanna know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We should let it go.
We don't wanna be a TV episode.
TV episode.
And all the bad thoughts, just let it go.
Go, 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 go.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say. 'Cause they got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you. Hands down, there will never be another one. I've been around and I've never seen another one. Because your style ain't really got nothing on. And you wild when you ain't got nothing on. Baby, you the whole package. Plus you pay your taxes. And you keep it real while the mothers stay plastic. You're my Wonder Woman, call me Mr. Fantastic. Stop. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way up there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got me thrown. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew where I'm at, you know.
Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world,
all over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Why?
They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
Out here, if you tuned in, thank you for tuning in and spending your Tuesday evening with me. As I promised, I'm always thickly packed. The show is always full of flavor, and we are talking about a little bit of everything. You know me, I just go through my random thoughts. This is Crush Random Hour. Things that just baffles me, I just throw it out there as a topic and, you know, all that good stuff. But listen, let me get serious with y'all for a minute. I am in search of a co-host. Yes, I am in search of a co-host again. I think it's time for me to put myself back out there and invite somebody else to the microphone with me, to the airwaves with me, and politic with me, and bring some fresh content to Phone Fantasy Radio. So if you're interested in being a host with me, co-host on Phone Fantasy Radio, let me know. Hit up the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. First and foremost, I will let y'all know what I'm looking for in a co-host, because I don't want y'all to think that this is all fun and games. It may sound like it's fun and games, but it really is hard work. Sorry. Excuse me. It really is hard work, and I need you to have a phone, first of all. You got to have your own phone. You got to have a quiet background between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. You got to have fresh ideas, topics, conversations with me beforehand. So it's going to require some time with you. I am flexible. I can work on your schedule. And I need you to be input. You know, I need your input. I need you to promote. I need you to do a little bit of what I'm doing, but not so flashy. By any means, hit up the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and let me know. I'll put the official announcement out there a little later this week. I'll put some more information out there what we're looking for Phone Fantasy Radio. But as y'all know, this is adult radio. We get very explicit on here, so if you're uncomfortable with that, then this is not the show for you. We no hold bars when it comes to certain topics. When we come to all topics, we no hold bars. So, you know, if you listen to the show, you enjoy it, you like my vibe, you want to be down, by all means, hit up the email, we'll exchange contact information, and we'll talk and see if we can make this happen. So That's what we got going on. Shout out to my bros, Truth Brother Radio. They doing big things over there. Hot Topic Radio, they doing big things over there. They just got it popping. So that's what's up. So before we went on break, I was politicking with a Brooklyn native like myself, Mr. Bud. His name is Bud, representing Bed-Stuy, do or die. He had to run away real quick, but, you know, shout out to him. And we're talking about adults and role models. Is celebrity lifestyle influencing our own lifestyle? Are we taking more beyond, are there moral actions influencing your moral actions, you know, or are we influencing them? You're taking what goes on in the hood and you're bringing it to the big screen or mass media, and it's like all hell is breaking loose. So, you know, by all means, call us up, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Once again, big shout out to Black Erotic by Nature on Facebook. They freaky in there. Ooh, they freaky. Okay, I was freaky too. I'm not even going to lie. I posted some pictures I wasn't supposed to be posting. I went into my archive, posted some pictures. I know. I just got out of that. Here I go trying to start it all up again. I should know better by now. Right? I should know better by now. But y'all know what today is. Today is Tuesday. Tuesday. Y'all already know what we was doing out there. Celebrity influenced that? No, celebrities didn't influence that. I did it myself. I did it all by myself. I didn't see no celebrity posting on Facebook erotic pics. I did it all by myself. So, you know, I do take responsibility for my actions. I do take responsibility for my actions. So I'm throwing this question out here before I go on another break. I want to know, no, I don't want to know anything. I'm just going to go on break. It's going to be a short show tonight. I'll be right back. Ooh, I want y'all to listen to this song. This is in my iPod right now, and I'm digging it. Let me know what y'all think.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you.
Upbeat shit. Play the upbeat stuff. I want to hear that shit.
Quiet Storm shit. Anyway.
Got some other stuff out there, Librick. I know.
I see it too.
Folks. Y'all don't have to go through the torture anymore. We're gonna end early tonight. We got another 10 minutes remaining. We're gonna live at the top of the hour tonight. Next week we're gonna do our Manly Responsibility Volume 1. I'm gonna really bring this back. We're gonna really do this next week. By any means necessary. So hopefully it's not hot. Y'all know when it get hot, they start turning the AC and
it's all
I live in the ghetto. Fuck everybody who's laughing at me right now.
Well, I gotta put my 10 cents in about this role model stuff you was talking about. And do I feel the need to emulate any of these people out here today? Hell no. Because ain't none of them got no sense. I don't feel the need to act like none of these females out here, none of these men, celebrities, because they ain't got no sense. Okay? They are so bored with their money that they just make up stupid things to do. Things that they wouldn't normally do if they was just your average Joe. You know? So, no, I don't think there's any role models out here for these children. I don't think there's any male role models out here. And I say that because everybody is just consumed over money. You know, how much am I going to get paid for this? How much am I going to get paid for that? Nobody does anything without money these days. And that's Nah, I don't want to be like none of these people out here. And I think it's sad because our role models are steady dying off. You know, people that overcame adversity and made something with their lives, you know, not, you know, became a draft pick or just happened to be singing in the right place at the right time and got picked up. You know, nobody has a story where they earned anything anymore. I think that's kind of sad. You know, nobody ever, you know, where are the stories of the kids who played themselves out the ghetto? The NBA stars. You know, where are the girls who danced their way out of the ghetto? We don't have none of those no more. I know I'm just as depressing as I don't know what, but you know, that's because you put that fucking song on. But the point is,
that's big. You're making somebody want to slip their wrist.
Exactly. I mean, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got shit. I understand. Your question is well taken, but it's just, think we need to go back to making heroes and stop looking for ready-made shit, which is what we're looking for. Ready-made heroes.
That's enough.
You know me,
girl. Bringing some insight to it. You know, we love that. We love when you bring the insight to it.
Yeah, well, you know, why would we leave? We ending early. What's
why
up?
We leave? Why are we eating early?
Cause it's
why
summertime.
It's summertime.
God. What the hell that means?
Cause it means we want to do other things.
Like what? Get back on them damn Facebook rules and chat lines. Y'all got something to say about that nonsense too? Like you said, when did Facebook become some kind of authority? I get so sick of people telling me, well, please do not discuss The Orange Is the New Black season 2 because I didn't see it yet. I'm like, well, you know what? Turn off Facebook because I'm going to talk about it if I done seen it.
Right.
You know, I can't stand people that do that. Please do not discuss
yesterday's scandal. I don't get to watch it until Saturday. Then you need to turn your Facebook off until Saturday. Ain't nobody going to stop talking about something because you ain't seen it.
Right.
You know, I think that's sickening. I ain't come up with these rules on what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And, oh, my God, look at this. And I'm just tired of all the scandal. Everybody that got so self-righteous. Now that they talk about the woman who was graduating, breastfeeding her child in her cap and gown. I'm like, everybody's so self-righteous. Mm-hmm. Come on. The child is hungry. You going to let your child scream? Or you going to flip out a titty and let the child eat? You know, I don't get it. I don't get it, Crush.
They're
killing
it.
My mind.
I don't get it either.
It's Facebook.
I don't know. Please. I think that's what it is. We're a little bit too self-righteous. I think that's the word I was looking for.
But
that,
no one could walk in with us. I mean, if it was us, we wouldn't have no problem doing whatever we're doing. The only difference between them and us, Crush, is that we don't get caught on camera. That's the only damn difference. That's the only difference. I'm sure you've done some shit. Where people, if they caught it on camera, they look at you like, oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, they do that all the time. I'm going to crush hearts. Duh.
I'm saying. I don't sometimes.
The difference is, I put it out there. I accept that responsibility. You know, that is something as well that I had to come with terms with. I had to accept that responsibility that, if I'm posting booty shots, titty shots, if I'm posting whatever, and I think, this is part of business. You know what I mean? Like, if that's my name, La Crush Heart, my mama didn't name me that. That's what you know me as. I'm an online personality. I was like, so I have to accept what comes with that. And the fact that a man don't want to talk to you because you done showed all your body, fuck out of here. You're not even going to hit me with that. You know, man ain't going to talk. You know, I certain things, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, if he's coming at me sideways, I know how to let that roll off my shoulders, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. That's me personally. Certain things you just have to accept.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but everybody's going to have an opinion on you, whether you out there on Front Street or you behind the door. Somebody's going to have an opinion on you, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes we're just too overly critical. And like I said, the only difference between us and these people sometimes is we don't have us on camera or we're able to catch it before it gets out there. You know? I mean, how many times you've been in the bathroom and you say, oh, I look nice. Let me take a picture of my hair. And in the background, maybe you'll get, some pee in the toilet or something like that. You'll take a flash of. If you didn't catch it, like, oh, shit, it's pee in the toilet. And you put it on Facebook, that's it. Everybody's going to put you on all every ratchet site, every fuckery site they can find, every oh-no-she-didn't site. You know, that's what I'm like. You know, and then you don't even know if there's pictures of you out there because everybody got a damn camera phone. And all you need to do is maybe have, I don't know, something wrong with your underwear showing or something not right. And someone just take a picture of you and put that shit online. And you don't even know until you see your backside up there. Like, oh, shit, wait a minute. Is that me? You know? And then there's another poor child they taking this picture of. I see her ass everywhere. The one with, you know that picture. Crush with the girl with the funny-looking face. Where she look like she's saying, what? She got this expression on her face. If I showed it to you, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
That poor child's face is all over the web.
Mm-hmm.
And all she probably did was just take one picture. And, you know, it probably ain't even a picture she took. It's like something somebody else took. Mm-hmm. And that picture's all over the web.
Well, that's social media. That's a whole other conversation. That's social media. Because the same thing goes when you see somebody fighting or somebody getting beat up or somebody getting jumped or... You know, it's videotaped, you know. It's World Star, you know, that's the first thing we're screaming. you know, Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, as this is going down, you know. And, you know, we look at it, we make it viral, but, you know.
I don't like stuff like that, though. I mean,
I ask myself this all the time when I see a video or of something that's just, you know, you just shouldn't have videotaped that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ask myself, if I was in that predicament, if I was in that situation, would I have done something? Would I have jumped in? What if I? It makes me question that. Honestly, I do sit here and I question myself. If I see a kid getting beat, will I say
mm-hmm.
something or will I just sit there and watch? I know I wouldn't videotape it. That I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put myself to be, you know, on camera or something like that unless I know it's dangerous, you know, on all behalf. Then, you know, no, I'm not going to say, I don't know. It really do. I don't know
but
if that
the laws
does everybody.
Changing but
now. No, for me, it does.
And if they can find you and you didn't do anything, they can arrest you for that. So it's like, I mean, I don't like seeing the violent stuff. I know some people just, like my brother, is into that. I guess because he's a dude, like seeing girl fights and all that other crap. I don't like seeing stuff like that. I don't like seeing a girl get knocked out. Even if it is by another girl. It just don't look right. And then her pants is always hanging off of her behind. You know, you're ripping the tracks out of her hair. Just degrading this sister. You know, just degrading her and all this other stuff. And they're laughing and... You know, then I saw another one. Boy got knocked out. They took his sneakers off his feet and walked away. And they steady videotaping this dude on the ground, unconscious with no shoes on. And they laughing. And I'm like, my God, what? People have nothing better to do with their time. And, you know, let's not even talk about the baby videos where somebody put up there. And I'm gonna be honest. I actually reported that video because I didn't want to see it. I didn't. It was a picture of a video with this woman. Oh, my God. It had to be a newborn baby crush.
Oh, she was pinching him.
She was living daylight. Huh?
And she was pinching him, beating him with the pillow and stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can't see this. I said, I don't want to see this. So I reported it like, this should not be on there. I don't want to see that. I didn't by any means try to get the person in trouble. Like, I didn't say disband them. I didn't put none of that. I just, like, this type of content, I don't want to see. Apparently, Facebook overruled me and said it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I was kind of shocked. I was like, you really think this is fine? Facebook, okay, fine. That's your business. But they don't think posting a Johnson up there is fine. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know.
That's what I don't understand that, too. I don't even think they have a criteria.
I don't think they do either.
Because I'm like, how y'all looking at me? Like, for the invite thing, you know, you send out invites, they block you. And I'm like, how are you blocking me for people that's on my friend list? I'm not going to random people and inviting them. These people on my friend list. If they don't want to see it, they should be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Or put on a, you know, do not disturb list or something. Or you should make it easier for them to unblock themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And every time they block me, I send that. Come on now, really?
But then Facebook tells you, oh, that's fine content, but you sending emails to somebody, no, you can't do that. Even though these are people that have already accepted you, no, you can't do that. I'm like, Facebook needs to get it together. I ain't happy at all with that thing. They just don't know what they want to do. But they don't kick you off for posting a big black, you know, Johnson up on the screen. Oh, no, you can't put that. That defies our terms and services. And now you're kicked off.
And at the end of the day, you know, Facebook is full of kryptonite. Because they sat up here and said, oh, well, this is for you to connect with your family and your friend. But that's not true, Facebook.
No,
that was not your intention to the get-go. You became the next big thing popping on the internet, and the only reason why is because we wasn't just connecting with our family and friends and old school classmates. No, we was connecting with people to promote ourselves. That's how you're making your money right now. As we promote our stuff, as we connect with these fans and everything else, you're making money off of that, you know? So y'all need to stop that. And y'all need to actually upgrade y'all network or y'all system, but
I agree. I think they need to change their criteria a lot, because if you don't believe that beating a newborn infant, okay, is something that needs to be removed from the web, then I don't know what kind of priorities. I mean, that definitely goes against child, you know, regulations. And you're watching it happen, and you're like, okay, this woman's beating living daylights out of this newborn. I couldn't believe that when I saw that mess. I was like, I can't believe this. I can't believe it. But that's allowed to go. So, good looking on Facebook. Good looking there. All right, well, I ain't want to hold up the show. I know I'm Johnny come lately. But
it's all good, Brick. We always welcome you to Phone Fantasy Radio. Brick, you going to sign up to be my co-host?
Maybe, you know. Maybe. I don't know.
This is
my shot. Well, you know, I'm always going
to
be here anyway.
I'm going to throw it out there again and see if I can grab some people to co-host with me. I'm not going to be as extravagant as I was last year, 2 years ago. We're doing it very simple stuff, very simple stuff.
Good.
I think I was
trying
to do
it last year. There's a lot of people, you guys, really ought to try out. It's a wonderful thing, being on the radio. Show a little bit of your personality.
And people do listen, folks. Just because y'all don't hear them live don't mean they're not listening. You know, our show is archived and broadcast on our mobile app. It's also live and on iTunes. You can download it. You can hear it playback later. So we do have listeners, you know, so don't count us out just yet.
No. And you really ought to
just
try it out. Try hosting. Co-hosting for 1 week.
That's only one show. I'm only on 2 days a week.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, well, try co-hosting with just one show and see how you like it. I think you'll love it.
Yeah. No, just try. Not as difficult as you think. I do all the easy stuff. All right, folks, we'll be back next Monday. Hopefully
next
weather's good and not ratchet. We'll be back next Monday. Hit us up on Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, we're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. The website is PhoneFantasyRadio.com. And shout out to everybody. That's it. Any final thoughts?
Shout out to the real men, the real fathers, for Father's Day.
Yeah, it is Father's Day.
And I'm not talking about my son's father. He's a jerk. But shout out to the real fathers on Father's Day who are out there taking care of their kids, not only financially, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. You're there for your kids and physically. Happy Father's Day to you, gentlemen.
That sounds like a whole nother topic.
That's a show, girl. What are you saying? That's not a show. That's a seminar.
That's a seminar. All right, folks. We headed out. You know how we do. We're going to close out the show right now.
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrosse played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in, and we are out.
My friend. Rest in peace, my friend.